From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. Good to be back.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back. I understand you have a little bit of a tan.
Yeah, it's an Irish tan. It's a sunburn. We had some nice sun while we were in Florida. Got to see the sights in St. Augustine, which is a beautiful, beautiful city. And I think my most thrilling moment was completing the Monday crossword puzzle in ink on the tarmac in Orlando before the plane took off. So I had a really good time. Now, I understand, speaking of crossword puzzles, the big event is next weekend.
That's right. It's the 26th American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, which you know I do every year, and takes place in Stamford, Connecticut. There's still room for anyone who'd like to come. The highlights this year include a giant 29 by 29 square crossword that was created just for the event. Our special guest is the director of the French National Crossword Championship. And as usual, Neil Conan of NPR will give live play-by-play commentary on the finals on Sunday morning.
Who's that guy?
Maybe you've heard of him.
Yeah.
And if anyone would like more information, they can go online at crosswordtournament.com.
Now, we're going to do a radio puzzle, and I have to admit that I did not hear the challenge. So when you repeat it for everyone, you'll be repeating it for me, too. What was it?
Well, it came from listener Philip Goodman of Binghamton, New York. I said, name a famous person, four letters in the first name, six letters in the last, in which each of the five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, appears once each. And as a hint, I said the A and E appear in the first name, and the I, O, and U appear in the last name, although not necessarily in alphabetical order. Who is it?
Well, since it would take me a week to at least try and figure this out, we don't have that much time. What's your answer?
Well, the answer is Bela Lugosi, the famous actor in the old movie Thrillers.
You bet.
That was the most famous answer. There was also some alternatives like Jane Rubino, a mystery writer, Jean Cousin, an engraver glass stainer, and several other people. So we accepted any answer that was correct.
Well, we received close to 650 entries this week, and our randomly chosen winner is Bill Bottomley, and he joins us from Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
How long have you been playing Puzzle on with us?
About 10 years.
And
about every week, faithfully.
Faithfully. Well, your faith paid off because...
Yeah, finally. I want to encourage any of these others like me to hang in there.
Hang in, because someday our randomly chosen winner will be them if they persevere. Well, are you ready to play? You sound like you're raring to go.
Yeah, I hope. You're a little bit faint. I hope you come in clearer.
Okay. Well, we'll try to speak a little bit more loudly if we can, because I understand you're having trouble hearing us, so we'll do the best we can. Will, meet Bill, and I'm ready to play, and I think Bill is too.
All right, Bill and Leanne, today's puzzle is full of heart. Every answer consists of the letters H-E-A-R-T plus one other letter. For example, if I said heart plus A to make soul singer Franklin, you would say Aretha.
Okay, Aretha.
All right, number one, heart plus B to make air that's inhaled and exhaled.
Can you help with that, Leanne?
Let's see. You put the B in with heart, and then you have to rearrange the letters, and it's something, would you repeat that clue, Will?
Yeah, air that's inhaled and exhaled. Like, take a deep blank.
Breath.
Take a deep breath is right. All right, try this. Heart plus E to get make as leftovers.
Leftovers?
Uh-huh. Make. To make as leftovers. It's a verb.
What do you do with leftovers?
Reheat.
That's it, reheat. Excellent. Heart plus F is in Frederick to get a priest, as in a Roman Catholic priest.
Let's see, father.
That's it, father. Excellent. Heart plus G to collect.
Gather.
Gather is right. Try this one. Heart plus M as in Mary, and your clue is Aries. Astrologically.
Aries is this sign of the ram.
That's it, the ram. Excellent.
Ah, well done.
Heart plus N is in Nancy to get a flower part.
Flower part.
Well, there's the stem and there's the...
Anther.
The anther, excellent. You got the anther.
Good for you. You got the anther. Right, exactly.
Okay, we got a couple more.
All right.
Heart plus W to get a Christmas decoration.
Read.
Excellent. That was fast. And your last one, heart plus Y to get coarse as humor.
Hearty.
That's what I would say, but that's probably wrong.
You need to anagram that. Rearrange the letters. But the Y does go at the end. And the first five letters spell the name of our planet.
Oh, Earthy.
Earthy is the answer.
Woo! Hey, Bill, we made it.
We got through that.
But you
did. A little tougher than the usual one.
Yeah, I know. But you know what, Bill? You were right there, and you did a great job. And we're going to send you some things for playing our game today. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, which has the print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, as well as the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. And then you can play Puzzle to your heart's content with the book from Random House called The Puzzle Master Presents. Bill, tell us your public radio station.
KCUR.
Oh, he comes right out. That's great. Bill Bottomley from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you. It has been a pleasure playing Puzzle with you today.
Thank you, Leanne.
All righty. Now, Will, something for everyone to work on during the week.
Yes, take the phrase Supreme Court. Rearrange the 12 letters to get another familiar two-word phrase that names what you are if you're like more than 60% of Americans. So again, Supreme Court, rearrange these 12 letters to get another familiar two-word phrase that names what you are if you're like more than 60% of Americans. What is it?
I'm afraid of this answer. When you have the answer, email us. Our address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us this week from our New York Bureau and next week from the American Crossword Puzzle Championship. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.